This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 16, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. When the Washington, D.C. Air Defense Identification Zone, or ADIZ, was rushed into place following the 9/11 attacks, a big fear of its opponents was that it would hang around until it eventually just became permanent. Now, the FAA has confirmed the fears of those who warned us years ago. The agency has released its final rule, making the D.C. ADIZ permanent. Andy Cibula, AOPA's Executive VP of Government Affairs, expressed the frustration of those who fought the ADIZ. Quote, "It's extremely disappointing that the ADIZ, something that was hastily implemented as a temporary measure, has become federal regulation. We have never given up trying to eliminate the ADIZ, working with security officials, members of Congress, the White House, and the FAA." Unquote. Cibula says the fight is not over. Quote, "While this is a final rule, circumstances and conditions evolve, and rules can be changed." Unquote. Despite the capacity cuts announced and implemented in 2008 by the airlines, industry experts are saying the system still carries excess capacity, and weak demand in 2009 will bring more cuts and possibly more mergers. Consultant Robert Mann will be keeping an eye on American Airlines and its parent company as the airlines fight for position on the new competitive scene. Quote, "Some, like AMR Corp, face the prospect of going from the number one to the number three network in the U.S., with the loss of interest by high-paying corporate accounts that goes with that." Unquote. Overseas, Virgin Atlantic is negotiating with Lufthansa for acquisition of British carrier BMI. Lufthansa recently purchased Austrian Airlines. Ryanair Holdings has made a bid for Aer Lingus Group. British Airways is talking merger with both Australia's Qantas and Spain's Iberia. Putting the three together would displace Delta as the world's largest airline. Reuters reports continued tight credit could prevent mergers from getting done in the coming year. Delta Airlines says it needs fewer people to run its company in 2009 after planned cuts of 6-8% of capacity take effect. In order to minimize firings, the company says it will offer most of its 75,000 employees voluntary separation packages, looking to get an unspecified number of takers. The Associated Press reports the news came Friday in a memo to employees from Delta CEO Richard Anderson and President Ed Bastian. A similar program earlier in the year drew about 4,000 takers. Northwest offered a similar plan before it was acquired by Delta. In the words of the memo, quote, "Consistent with how we have managed headcount reductions in the past, we again will offer voluntary programs to Delta employees, including those who have joined from Northwest." Unquote. The six largest U.S. network airlines, as a group, reported an operating loss of 5.8% in the third quarter of 2008. That makes the fourth consecutive quarterly loss, according to numbers from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Statistics. BTS says Delta was alone among the big six in turning a profit for the quarter. Alaska Airlines, Mesa, and low-cost carrier Allegiant Airlines are all operating under requests for confidentiality. Their numbers are being withheld pending a decision on their motions. You can find more details on the report at aero-news.net. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A Brazilian widow follows through with a lawsuit against a U.S. blogger. Another airline's pilot union defects from ASAP. And witnesses say an aircoup broke up in flight over a Florida golf course. Also, check out the ANN special feature. We've all heard the term risk management, but exactly how do we apply this business concept to our everyday flying? I'll discuss the topic with 2008 National CFI of the Year, Max Trescott. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.